so dear, soothes my pain, calms my fears. That name is like no other name I know. It comforts me everywhere I go. The name is Jesus. There's comfort in that name.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. Please like, follow, comment, and subscribe. Oh yeah, and you can download for free so that you never ever miss an episode of this uplifting, encouraging, and inspiring show. My guest today is Bonita Mitchell. She's a recording artist, a book author, songwriter, producer, a mother, and a child of the Most High King. Ms. Bonita Mitchell, welcome to the show. Amen, amen. We are so, so happy to have you. And we are talking to you from Michigan, is that right?
Well, actually, I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm getting ready to do a showcase during the Stellar Awards.
Oh, yes, the Stellar Awards. And yes, I was supposed to be there, but I am running a film camp, USA with Children, right now. And we're in the final 2 weeks of our session. So I wasn't able to jump away and jump back in.
Well, God bless you, Lynn.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Miss Bonita. So I know that you know all about working with those children.
Without a doubt, yes. Love it.
Now, you're a first lady, too, right?
Yes, I've been a first lady, actually, for about 21 years this year.
21 years. Oh, wow. You are also the daughter of a pastor. Is that right?
Daughter of a pastor, Pastor Fletcher McAfee. So if anybody know of the McAfees, they know there's 40, 50-some pastors and preachers in the family out of Michigan.
Ooh, my goodness. So what was that like growing up, a pastor's daughter around, and then a whole family of pastors?
You know, Lynn, I didn't really understand it at the time. We were these little girls who watched my mom and dad sing, because my dad was a deacon first. And then he was called to this church, and I think I was crying because, like, oh my God, we got to move churches. But it was awesome because singing in the choir, we didn't have a choice. We had to get up and was in church from 8 o'clock Sunday morning to 9 o'clock Sunday evening. So it's a blessing. It was a blessing back then, kind of a very defiant back then as a child. But I thank my mama and daddy so much for introducing me to Jesus, Lynn. It paid off.
What were you doing that you were defying, Bonita?
Just a little insecure girl feeling like an ugly duckling, and what's the purpose of going to church, even though it was great because there were little boys there. But okay. I was a little bit of a mess, Lynn. That's why I've created this program to help kids really feel secure about themselves. And I'm like, why do we have to be in church all day long? But yeah, very defiant, wanting to do things other than go to church all day on Sunday.
Oh, amen. And look at you now, a pastor's wife.
I thank my daddy and mama every time I see them. Thank y'all for introducing me to Jesus. Because you know we go through so much on a daily basis. Even not a pastor's wife is one thing, but just regular, everyday dealing with people and spirits. And I tell you, the relationship, Lynn, having with Jesus, it has turned my life around into an opportunity now that I have every day to be a light to people. So I am grateful.
Now, I understand that your mother sings gospel.
My mother, Alice McAfee, used to tear the walls down in these churches. And then it was so funny. I'm like, man, she's shouting every time she sings, and sang with such confidence. And she's a Glasper, actually, from Alice McAfee Clay, but she's an Alice Glasper from St. Louis.
Oh, and this woman used to
I'm telling you, Lynn, she tore the roof down on places. The anointing and just a really pure spirit to serve the Lord is such a role model in my life.
So what was it like growing up with a mother who sang gospel?
You know what? It was interesting because I used to mimic my other sister, who's a recording artist also, Elmet Will, and my mother. It was awesome for me because I was a singer at the age of 5 years old. And that was the one thing that made me happy. So I mimicked everything, my mom, my sister, but also more so Stevie Wonder were individuals that impacted my life massively at the age of 5 years old, singing.
Now, you mentioned Stevie Wonder. I understand, too, that you did move to Los Angeles and you lived there for a number of years, and so did I. We both have that in common. But you actually ended up meeting Stevie Wonder's mom and then working on his team. So tell me about that.
Lynn, you know, once again, it came out of my insecurity as a child, feeling like the ugly duckling in my family. My entire platform became wanting to empower individuals and build self-esteem. And that's my program in the schools. But during my LA days, I was a personal wardrobe stylist. And we had fabulous outfits out of Europe. And Stevie's mom was one of our first celebrity clients. Because I had such a heart to want people to look fabulous, this woman ended up introducing us to her son because she was so elated and happy about the way she looked with the outfits we brought to her home. And 10 years on the road, traveling with one of the most amazing philanthropic individuals, I would say, on the planet, of wanting to really give love and certainly a role model in my life. So I've been all over this country with him, and he's still in our life. He's an amazing man, but he loves Jesus. So we got that one good thing in common.
I lived in Los Angeles. I do remember I was a member of West Angeles, and I used to see Stevie at service.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. West Angeles, as well as Noel Jones, used to go there also. But I think West Angeles was his actual church. But just the humility. Mm-hmm. This guy kind of stopped a limousine on the side of the road because a man wanted to meet him. Okay, so you talk about humility and representing Jesus. It's one thing to have the talent, land. Mm-hmm. It's another to have the Spirit of God, hallelujah, that want to reach out to people to let them know they matter.
Yeah, yes, it is. And he is, you're right, he's known for doing things like that.
Yes, I literally witnessed it. We were doing a shooting in New York, and one of the security guards wanted to not, you know, kind of like bypass the guy. Stevie's like, no, these are the people who have made me who I am. And at 5 years old, man, mm-hmm. I was singing his songs, All Is Fair in Love, all these songs. And
wow, I never knew.
Think about it, man. 5 years old.
And then never knew that you'd end up working with him. Isn't that something? Look how God moves.
That's why I don't have any complaints. My job is to make sure people know that God exists, and he will do exactly what he says he's going to do if we stand on the wall and want to represent that love he's given to all of us.
Amen. Amen. Now, you talked about helping people. You have a passion for helping people with low self-esteem, and you said that was because you suffered from that. As a child, how did you get in that spot? Because I've seen your pictures. You're a beautiful woman. So what made you think you were not pretty?
Lynn, I'm telling you, I had four other sisters. I was just a nervous child. I ended up literally repeating kindergarten 2 times, okay?
Oh, no.
And, yes, without a doubt. Very defiant child. And the ugly child to me, I felt very ugly. It's interesting when I talked to my classmates, they're like, you were the cutest little girl. Well, I didn't feel that way. I make sure now, Lynn, that little girls and boys and parents understand their value, their purpose, because I didn't understand it at the time when I was growing up, even though, you know, stayed in church. Okay. So my banner probably easily have worked over 20 to 30,000 young people around different school districts.
Oh, okay. In Michigan?
Yes. Michigan, California, New York. We've been to a few states with the program, and we're based now out of Michigan, Salvation Army, downtown Benton Harbor, the city of Sinbad.
So funny you said, like, Sinbad. I have a cousin out of Cleveland that he called Sinbad's office one day because he said he was kin to Sinbad.
Oh, okay.
And he called, and he actually was able to get to his office. I think he actually talked to him, and he started giving him his family tree to see if he was really his relative. And he was, or he is. It was funny to me.
But isn't Sinbad such a grounded, I mean, we fellowship with their church and their dad's church, and mm-hmm. he would come out to the hill and all this and that. But isn't it awesome that you can still be grounded, Lynn,
yes.
as the Lord start to elevate you? And because he's only elevating us so people can see him, not us.
That's right.
But Sinbad is a very amazing person when you think about that story.
Speaking of grounded in you, and then you talked about your nonprofit. Well, I'm saving myself prevention program. That's the program, right? That you were talking about, the program with the kids.
Yes, that's the nonprofit.
That's the nonprofit.
Birthed out of our parent company. Kid committed suicide. We ended up bringing the company back, and that's basically what we do. It's an intervention prevention organization that deals with social and emotional learning through music and performing arts.
So, what's the name of the parent company again?
Thread of Hope Records.
Thread of Hope Records. And have you released albums through, or music through that?
Oh, yes. We have one on YouTube now. It is Well With My Soul, with my first CD. And then I did a program CD, Lynn, intervention songs, suicide prevention, alcohol, violence, child molestation, low self-esteem, 10 songs dealing with building that individual and identifying feelings.
Now, you have a book out with a soundtrack that accompanies it. The current book that you have out is Jesus, Believe, Don't Give Up by you, the First Lady, Ms. Bonita Mitchell. So tell me a little bit about the book and then go into the soundtrack and what's on there.
The book, Lynn, is actually The First Lady by Bonita Mitchell, The Process to My Purpose, Believe, Don't Give Up, and it's actually a testimony of being a first lady. And my husband and I were actually ready to divorce probably a second or third time. And the Lord was able to allow both of us to submit to him. And there were things that was wrong with me and things that were wrong with him, but we took it to Jesus, and only one. I thought I was going to lose my mind with just singing the song with the soundtrack. The Lord allowed me to write that song and probably 3 or 4 other songs from the sound based on everything I went through, trying to save my marriage in the midst of being a first lady.
Because you had a lot going on. You're running the program where you're helping young people. And then you're the first lady. Then you're this creative person. I don't know how you held it all together, but Jesus, huh?
Jesus. That's why I'm screaming that song, Lynn. There's no other power that can give you the confidence and the comfort and the consulting. When we trust and we walk in that authority land,
yes,
he can do anything. He does the impossible. I cannot believe I'm even here right now, because I really thought I was going to lose my mind. But I think that's why it's the process to the purpose. A lot of us, we want to get out of it, but there's a process to what God is doing in order for us to increase our faith, non-wavering faith in who he is. That's why it's like, believe, don't give up, because he will be there. You just got to wait on him.
Just got to wait on him. And so that is the title of the music album, right?
Yes. Jesus.
Jesus. And
the
title
of the album. No other name.
No other name. So what's the latest, the single off of that?
Well, the single is actually, the first single is Jesus.
Jesus. Okay. You've been saying Jesus.
The soundtrack is called Jesus.
Okay.
But the first single, the Lord said, you got to publicize my name. You know, you got to let them know how powerful my name can be when they're in the midst of trouble. Because I saw you through everything you went through. And even when I look back, Lynn, over my life, even as a kid, he's always been there.
Always. Even the kid that thought that she wasn't pretty.
Right. He was there all the time.
I'm still trying to figure out, why didn't you think you were pretty? You're pretty beautiful, ladies. So I'm just trying to think, why did Sister Girl think she was not pretty?
Lynn, let me tell you this, Lynn. A lot of people that are running around now that's perpetrating that diva vibe are dying inside. And the only thing that will help you is having a personal relationship with Jesus, because you stop looking at the way you look, what you got, who you know. And the only one that really matters is making sure that you're a testimony to how powerful he is and taking every opportunity to bless somebody.
Amen. It's not about us when we get down to it. It's all about Jesus.
Yes. That's it.
Amen, amen. So your music project is Jesus, Believe, Don't Give Up. The book is The First Lady.
That's it, The First Lady.
And The First Lady is about your life as a first lady of a church, right? And your ministry.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So who did you write this for? Who do you believe that it will help? You just told us about the music. Who do you believe the book will help?
I believe the book will help any lady that's going through having issues in a relationship, because the greatest relationship, as I put in the book, is the Lord. And when we acquire that, we can make it through anything. I think first ladies of churches will be able to really, we can kind of understand what each other has gone through, continue to go through. But we're able to have a sense of relief to understand that we have been free from the bondage. We got to just take it to the Lord. And there's some things we don't have to carry. But it's really a book, Lynn, for people to embrace the process and allow the Lord to just be their everything. And that's what he is to me now. There's a freedom that I feel. My husband and I celebrated. We're going on 36 years right now. I think we were at the 21-year mark at that point. But it's interesting because my mom and dad divorced at 27 years. So I found out a lot of things was wrong with me. And as a first lady, as a woman of God, as a Christian, if we can take a look at when things happen in our life, look in the mirror and say, okay, Lord, what are you trying to get out of me?
Yeah.
And that's what I did. I had to stop pointing at my husband and his actions, and I started to embrace the things that I needed the Lord to fix in my life. And it was more so the belief in him.
Amen. Amen. So where can we find this music? The Jesus Believe Don't Give Up album.
Okay. Now, Lynn, we are at Disco Kids, Spotify, Amazon, Apple Music. It's on all of the digital platform if they want to go in and download it. Right now, the book is at Barnes & Noble's online, Amazon online. You can also go to Bonita Mitchell author.com.
Okay, and then where can we find the book? I believe I saw the book on Amazon.
Yep, it's on Amazon online, Barnes & Noble's online, even Westbow Press, but you can access them actually through BonitaMitchellAuthor.com.
BonitaMitchellAuthor.com. So how can people find you or follow you on social media?
Oh, on Facebook, Bonita Mitchell Facebook page. They can Thread of Hope Records Facebook page. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram, all of those different platforms.
All of them.
Yes.
Well, Ms. Bonita Mitchell, First Lady, and the book is First Lady, and the album is Jesus Believe, Don't Give Up. I thank you so very much for your time today, and God bless you and everything that you do.
Thank you, Lynn. Love and appreciate you so very much. And keep up the great work.
And audience, thank you too for joining us today. I appreciate you. But make sure that you subscribe. Do this right now. Subscribe so that you never ever miss an episode of this uplifting and inspiring show. Now to reach me, Lynn Woods, you can find me on Twitter. That's at Lynn Woods, LINWOODS. Or Instagram at Lynn Woods 96. Or Facebook, just Lynn Woods. This has been the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. Bonita Mitchell's going to take us on home now with Jesus Believe, Don't Give Up on the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. God bless.
Times I feel like I'm losing all control. Holy Spirit steps in, lets me know. Jesus, 'cause that's comfort. Yeah.